各位弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今日是4月25号。
Today is April the 25th.
我们不单止很欢迎多伦多教会过来的少华牧师和立军师母。
Today we especially welcome our dear Pastor Kelvin and Pastor Helen from Toronto, Canada.
我还有醒起一个人，我忽然间醒起他，我就好想同大家分享。
Right now, I'm mindful of another person. I'd like to share something with you.
今日系4月25号，你哋知唔知道系边个生日呢
？Do you know whose birthday is today, April the 25th？
系我哋教会最细嗰、那个，就系我哋嘅宝贝 Lydia 啦。
Today is the birthday of the youngest one in our church, and that is our beloved Lydia.
佢咧今日系3岁啦。
She has just turned 3 today.
咁时间真系过得好快。
Time flies.
仲记得嘅系佢仲系手抱出世嘅时候。
I still remember vividly how she was just born.
都希望祝 Lydia 咧喺教会里喺耶和天父里面喺耶稣基督里面成长。
I sincerely pray Lydia will grow up in the love of God, of the church, in the love of Jesus Christ.
亦都会学识做一个随圣灵而行嘅人。
That she will grow up and become a person who knows how to walk in coordination with God's Spirit.
好，咁现在咧，我就要开始我今日嘅分享啦。
So let me begin my message today.
今日我就会继续翻2个月前讲嘅题目，就系随圣灵而行。
Today I like to continue with the topic that I started 2 months ago, and that is walk in coordination with God's Spirit.
今日系第3讲。
This is talk number 3。
讲到随圣灵而行呢，我哋大家都知道要必须先了解圣灵。就是他的思想价值观是什么。
Now we all know that in order to walk in coordination with the Holy Spirit, we must first understand the Holy Spirit, and that is, what are his thoughts like, and what are his values?
上一次我们就讲到关于神的旨意，我们从圣经就可以认识到了。
We learned last time that in order to know God's will,We must study the Bible.
所以一个随圣灵而行的人呢，他会很热爱研读圣经的，因为圣经里面载满了神的旨意。
And that is why a person who walks in coordination with God's Spirit is passionate about studying the Holy Scripture, because the Bible contains a full description of God's will.
但是当我们知道神的旨意之后，更加重要的就是去遵行。
But what is more important than knowing the will of God is to do it.
是没有保留地遵行，很乐意地遵行。
Do it unreservedly, and in fact to delight in doing it.
如果不遵行的话，圣灵就不会带领你的了。
If we don't do the will of God, the Holy Spirit will not lead you.
如果你乐意遵行的话，圣灵亦都会好乐意带领你。
If you delight in doing God's will, then the Holy Spirit will delight in leading you.
所以今日我哋要讲嘅题目呢，就系关于乐意遵行神嘅旨意。
And for this reason, my topic today is delight in doing God's will.
呢个亦都系一个随圣灵而行嘅人嘅特征。
And this is another characteristic of a person who walks in coordination with God's Spirit.
讲到热爱研读圣经，又乐意遵行神的旨意，咁你又有几乐意呢？
My question is how delightful you are in doing God's will.
乐意的意思就是，哇，一想起就开心了，你会好喜爱，好积极。你听到这个旨意之后，你不会托手争，你会马上应承。
When we say delight in doing something, we mean you are happy, you are keen, you are active. You will not drag your feet, you will say yes at once.
这些就是乐意。
If you are like this, then you delight in doing God's will.
那我想问你一个问题，你给自己打分，如果零是不乐意，十分是非常乐意，那你会打几多分呢？
On a scale of 0 to 10, 0 means you are unwilling, and 10 means you love to do it, what mark would you give yourself?
如果你给自己很低分的话，譬如零分或者一分、两分，即是说你多数都是一个听道不行道的人，你听了道之后左耳入右耳出。
If you only deserve 0 or 1 mark, then most probably you are someone who hears the word of God but don't do it. Hearing God's word is for you is like the word of God entering one ear and goes out from the other ear.
如果你俾自己打十分嘅话，咁即系话你系毫无保留，一条心咁样去遵行天父嘅旨意。
And supposing you give yourself 10, then it means that you are unreserved, single-minded. You only want to follow God's will when you know it.
只要你一知道是神的旨意，你就会欢欢喜喜地去跟，即使有阻力，有反对的声音，你都不会妥协。
As long as you know it's God's will, then you will follow happily.You will not allow obstacles or even opposition make you compromise.
这个就是十分了。
You deserve 10 mark.
即是说乐意遵行呢，就意味着一个坚定不移的决心。
That means you have an unswerving determination to do God's will.
但是如果你打的分是在中间的话，那又代表什么呢？
Supposing you only deserve 5 or 4 marks, and what does that mean?
意思是你有遵行天父的意思，还是没有遵行呢？
Does it mean you are doing God's will, or you are not doing it?
你有时遵行啊，心情好的时候先遵行啊，方便你的时候先遵行啊。
Does it mean sometimes you do it, but sometimes you don't?You do it only when you feel good?
是不是勉为其难地进行呢？
Or does it mean that you do it, but you do it reluctantly?
如果是这样的话，那又算不算得上是进行了神的旨意呢？
Now, if you do it only reluctantly, are you really doing it?
原来进行神的旨意都有分乐意和勉强的。
There is a difference between taking delight in doing God's will and doing it reluctantly.
乐意遵行同埋勉强去遵行，两者系有着天渊之别嘅。
There is a world of difference between delight in doing God's will and doing so reluctantly.
勉强遵行嘅话，你系走唔远嘅，你唔会走到目的地嘅。
If you're reluctant, you won't go very far. You won't reach the destination.
但是乐意进行的话呢，你会越走越起劲。
If you delight in doing God's will, with time, you become more and more energetic.
就好像行山一样了，勉强行山那些呢，他们越行就越累的，整天都问着几时到啊，苦口苦面的。
It's like hiking. There are people who go hiking and keep asking, when are we going to get there?Pulling a long face along the way.
但是喜爱行山的人呢，他们远远望到山顶，他们会很高兴。哎呀，快到了，快到了，虽然很累，但心里面呢都很喜悦的。
But those who enjoy hiking, even though the peak, the destination is still far away, he will say, we're almost there.
讲到遵行神的旨意，你是乐意的，还是是勉强的呢？
So I ask again, when we speak about doing God's will, do you take delight in doing it, or are you reluctant?
在马太福音7:21那里讲，
In Gospel of Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21, we see,
不是每一个对我说主呀主呀的人都能进入天国，唯有遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
The Lord Jesus says, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
主耶稣在这里说，遵行天父旨意的人才能进天国。
Only those who do God's will can enter the kingdom of God.
虽然这一节经文就没有特别说到乐意这两个字，但是配得进天国的人都没可能是苦口苦面吧。
Now, although the word delight does not appear here, but then those who are worthy of entering God's kingdom, I'm sure they don't pull a long face.
况且勉强遵行神旨意的人呢，是走不到底，走不完那条路的，多数都会半途而废。
What is more, those who do God's will only reluctantly will not be able to go right to the end. They will probably give up halfway.
我信主已经有40年有多。
I have been a believer more than 40 years.
我不能够说我从来都没有试过勉强为难。但是这位爱我的神，他总会帮助我重新得力。
I cannot say there's never been a time when I felt reluctant. What I can say is that every time my God will always give me new strength.
直至到现在，我能够讲的就是，我发觉没什么工作比起参与神的计划更有意义。
Up to date, I can say that there is nothing more meaningful in life for me than participating in God's plan.
圣经是怎样形容神的旨意的呢？
How does the Bible describe the will of God?
在罗马书12:1-2那里说，
We read in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
罗马书12:1-2.
Romans 12:1-2.
所以弟兄们，我凭着神的慈悲劝你们，要把你们各人的身体献上作一个活祭，圣洁而蒙神悦纳，这才是你们理所当然的侍奉。莫让这世代改造你们，而应借着更新心思而转变，使你们可以辨认什么是神的旨意，什么是美好，蒙他悦纳和完全的旨意。
I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good,and well-pleasing and perfect.
神的旨意是美好的，是完全的，这个也是我的体会。
The will of God is good and perfect, and this is precisely my experience too.
所以去遵行神的旨意不会觉得勉强，不会有保留。
For this very reason, to do God's will is not something I do reluctantly or reservedly.
能够参与神的计划，为神效力是我们的荣幸，因为神的旨意实在太伟大了。
It is our honor that we can take part in God's plan and work for God, because the will of God is very great indeed.
我是什么意思呢？
How do I mean?
在马太福音18:14，马太福音18:14。
In the Gospel of Matthew,Chapter 18, verse 14. Matthew, chapter 18, 14.
照样，你们在天上的父是不愿意这些小弟兄中有一个失丧的。
It is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish.
另外，在彼得后书3:9，彼得后书3:9。
In a similar way, we read in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter 3:9.
主绝不淡然他的应许，像有些人以为他是淡然的一样。其实他是宽容你们，不愿有一人灭亡， 却愿人人都悔改。
The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is forbearing toward you, not wishing that anyone should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
神的旨意很伟大，很重要，因为他想人人得救，人人都进天国。
The will of God is great indeed, and very important. He wants everyone to be saved and to be able to enter God's kingdom.
他不想见到任何一个人灭亡。
He does not wish to see any one person perish.
他想紧的是所有的人。
What he has in mind is everyone.
是每个人。
Each one.
包括你。
Including you.
你身边的人
and those around you,
你喜欢的人
those you like,
你不喜欢的人
even those you don't like,
你认识的人
those you know,
你不认识的人
and those you don't know,
好人
good people,
坏人
bad people,
全世界的人
people in the whole world,
他关心的是全世界每一个人
what God is concerned about is the whole mankind,
他的心肠太好了太慈悲了
he's justKind-hearted and very merciful.
他巴不得人人都悔改。
He wished that everyone will reach repentance.
他好想见到每一个人都从罪中得到释放，唔使再为自己活。
He longs to see everyone be set free from sin, no longer live selfishly.
而是好似他一样关心别人的救恩。
Rather to live like he himself, to be concerned about others' salvation.
参与他的计划带领人进天国。
And to participate in his plan to guide others into the kingdom of God.
他的旨意是很大、很重要、很美好的。
His will, his plan is grand, very important, and very good.
你试下想，每一次你觉得勉强遵行神的旨意的时候，你都在想着自己的，是吧？你自己的感受，自己的计划，自己的习惯，自己的兴趣，自己的想法。
Now, think about it. Every time you feel reluctant about doing God's will, is it not the time that you are thinking about yourself? You are thinking about your own feelings, your own plans, your habits, your likes and dislikes, your own notion.
经常去想自己的时候，你会觉得遵行天父的旨意就很勉强啊。
Precisely when you think about yourself, you will find difficult in doing God's will delightfully.
因为天父的旨意啊，往往总是想别人的。
Because God is always concerned about others.
神的旨意很美好，很伟大。
God's will is very good and very great.
是祂的旨意成为我们的推动力。
His will is our motivation.
是祂的爱使到我们无保留。
It is His love that makes us unreserved.
是祂的旨意值得我们去投身。
It is His will that is worth throwing ourselves into.
如果主愿意的话，牧师和我几个月后就会去土耳其，或者甚至邻近的国家。
God willing, Pastor Joe and I will make a move to Turkey in a few months and to neighboring countries.
搬家都是为了参与神的计划。
The reason we are moving there is in order to participate in God's plan.
在天国降临之前，将独一真神的真理传去那里。
Specifically, to proclaim the true gospel of the only true God to people there.Before the kingdom of God arrives on earth.
但是如果你目前未有这种推动力，或者你仍然觉得人家的救恩，人家得不得救，关我什么事呢？如果你是这样的时候，你就是未能够辨认到神的旨意了。
Supposing at this point of time, you haven't got such motivation, for you,You say, whether people will get saved or not, what does this have to do with me anyways? Now, if this describes you, then you have not yet discerned the God's will.
如果是这样的话，你应该怎么做呢？圣经怎么教我们呢？
If this is the case, what should you do? What does the Bible say you should do?
我哋睇下罗马书十二章一至二节。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 again.
罗马书十二章一至二节。
Romans 12, verses 1 and 2.
是我哋头先睇过嘅经文。
The same passage we read a moment ago.
我再读一次。
Let me read to you again.
所以弟兄们，我凭着神嘅慈悲劝你们，要把你们各人嘅身体献上，作一个活祭，圣洁而蒙神悦纳。这才是你们理所当然的侍奉。莫让这世代改造你们，而应借着更新心思而转变，使你们可以辨认什么是神的旨意，什么是美好，蒙他悦纳和完全的旨意。
I appeal to you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice.Holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and well-pleasing and perfect.
这里讲了两样东西，如果我们做这两样东西的话，我哋就能够辨认到什么是神嘅旨意啦。
Passage here makes two points. As long as we do these two things, we can discern what the will of God is.
不但如此啊，更加可以辨认到呢个旨意系好嘅，系完全嘅，系蒙神悦纳嘅。
Not only we can discern what the will of God is, but we can also discern that this will of God is very good.And well-pleasing and perfect.
咁呢两点系乜嘢呢？
So what are these two things?
第一点就系要把你们各人嘅身体献上作一个活祭。
The first point being spoken of in verse 1, that is, you should offer your body as a living sacrifice.
而第二点呢，就系喺第二节，莫让这世代改造你哋。要藉住更新心思而转变。
And the second point in verse 2, that is, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of our thoughts.
我哋先睇下第一点，第一节。
Let's start with the first point.
要把你们各人嘅身体献上，作一个活祭，即系话咧，每一个人啊，同其他爱神嘅人一齐。将自己的一生献上，当作一个活祭咁献俾神。
Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. And this means that every person, together with all those who love God, to offer our lives as one sacrifice to God.
用呢一生为神嘅旨意燃烧耗尽，冇保留咁样去献上。
And that means to offer our lives.And all our strength unreservedly for God's service.
这个是一个终生的志向来的。
Now, this is a resolution, a direction for the whole lifetime.
留意呢，这里讲一个活祭，不是说个别很多人自己每很多很多个活祭。
Please pay attention to the fact that it says a living sacrifice. It doesn't say that every person offers his or her bodies as individual sacrifices.
只是得一个活祭，因为基督的身体只有一个。
Only one single sacrifice because there is only one single body of Christ.
所有爱神的人同心将自己的一生献上，当作一个活祭。所以强调的是合一，不是个人主义。
Every person who loves God together would offer our bodies as one single sacrifice to God. What is being stressed here is oneness in contrast to individualism.
不应该做一个独行侠或者分党派。
We must not be individualistic or privatism.
在教会里面，大家要学彼此相爱，一起爱慕研读圣经，继续明白神的旨意。
In the church, we must love each other. Together, we should study the scripture to understand better God's plan.
在家中或者做工的地方，你要用言行表现神的美德，让神得到称赞尊重。
At home or at work, through our speech and our conduct, we must magnify God's moral excellence so that people respect God and honor God because of you.
带领家人、同事、朋友悔改。
In this way, we help family members and colleagues to repentance.
你要让圣灵自由地带领你。
You must allow the Holy Spirit to freely guide you.
为了传福音，你可能会转工，可能会搬家，甚至可能会离开英国。
In order to participate in the gospel work, you may have to change job, move house, even leave the United Kingdom.
总之，终生的志向就是要一生这样献上。
In one word, throughout our lives, our only one goal is to do God's will.
这个是要辨认什么是神的旨意的第一点。
Now this is the first requirement if we want to discern what the will of God is.
第二点就是不要被这个世界改造你。
The second requirement is we must not allow the world to reform us.
讲得准确的就是不要被这个世界的态度、价值观改造自己，不要被这些东西同化我们。
To be more precise, we must not allow the attitudes and thoughts and values of this world to reform us. Do not be conformed by these things.
相反，我们的心思要更新变化。
Rather, our thoughts and our mind must be transformed.
人的意思呢，和神的旨意呢，通常都有距离的。
Now, human thoughts and human ways are not the same as God's thoughts and His ways.
如果要同神的思想一致的话，我们必须放下己意，而去接受神的思想价值观。
If we want to align ourselves with God's thoughts, we must first let go of our way. We must embrace God's thoughts and His values.
这样就是叫做心思被更新变化了。
Now, this is what it means by having our mind and thought transformed.
你知道吗？我们每日都被这个世界的思想价值观影响着。
Do you realize that every single day we are being influenced by thoughts and attitudes of this world?
有很多似是而非的说话听起来好像很有道理，如果我们不去分辨的话，不知不觉这些这样的世界的思想价值观就会潜入你的思想里面，占据你的心。
There are many things that are seemingly right but actually wrong. If we do not discern, then worldly attitudes and thoughts will worm itself into our mind and occupies our hearts.
我相信大家都会同意，现今世界的风气是越来越差。
I'm sure you agree with me that the world's present moral climate is going from bad to worse.
越来越多人不讲委身，要自由。
Everybody wants to be free. People talk about freedom and not commitment.
自由的意思在他们来讲呢，其实就是放纵私欲，自己想怎就怎。
By freedom, what people mean really is to do whatever he likes to do.
譬如现在很多的思想都是，哦，两个人拍拖就好了，不要结婚了，同居就算了，因为呢，分手的时候呢，就方便一点。
For example, people just live together without getting married because this way, when they split, it's easier, it's simpler.
有一些就更恐怖的思想，就是两个人拍拖，但是竟然双方都同意对方可以去跟其他的异性有性关系。
And others may think that as long as two parties agree,then they would not mind if the other sex partners to have other sex partners.
这些现今的风气思想，实在我们要很小心去分辨。
Surely we must discern these worldly moral climates, what is good and what is evil.
现今的世代，人很喜欢拿些物质来吹嘘。
And today, people like to talk big about what they possess.
拎啲咩手機啊
？What mobile phone they use？
佢哋點樣打扮啊？喺網上邊可以點樣啊？吹噓自己打扮衣著啊
？And how they dress and do makeup and how they present themselves to others through the internet？
我哋必須要好小心，唔好俾呢個世界嘅價值觀影響。
We must be extremely careful in not allowing worldly values to reform us。
我哋睇下約翰一書二章十五節。
Let us now turn to the first letter of John, chapter 2, verse 15.
約翰一書二章十五節。
First John, chapter 2, verse 15.
不要愛世界和世上的東西。人若愛世界，愛父的心就不在他裡面了。原來世上的一切，就如肉體的私欲、眼目的私欲和今生的驕傲，都不是出於父，而是從世界來的。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
世界的意思呢，就不是说花草树木。世界的意思呢，就是被魔鬼自私和罪恶所支配的思想态度和生活方式。
When the Bible says the world, it doesn't mean the trees and flowers and the green fields. By the world, the Bible means the thoughts, attitudes and value, the lifestyle dominated by the devil, selfishness and sin.
世道人的生活会堕落的，是连善恶是非都分辨不到的。
And this will cause people to become degenerate, making people unable to discern what is truly good and what is evil.
我们要做这两件事，就能够分辨什么是神的旨意。
So I say again, we must do these two things. Only then can we discern what the will of God is.
而且能够洞悉到神的旨意是美好的，是完全的，又蒙神悦纳的。
Not only to discern what the will of God is, but that the will of God is very good, pleasing, and perfect.
耶稣就好明白神的旨意。
Jesus understands the will of God very well.
咁喺以下嘅时间咧，我想同大家睇几段嘅经文。
In the next few moments, I'd like to study a few scriptures with you.
想同大家一齐睇下耶稣系好明白神嘅旨意。
I want you to observe how Jesus understood the will of God very well.
耶稣的一生都被神的美好的旨意推动着，他爱遵行神的旨意，他爱神又爱人。
In all of his life, Jesus was motivated by the good and perfect will of God. He delighted in doing God's will. He loves God and he loves his fellow men.
第一段圣经在马太福音六章十节。
Let's turn to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6 and verse 10.
马太福音六章十节。
Matthew 6, verse 10.
在这里耶稣怎样教门徒祷告呢？
Here, the Lord Jesus teaches his disciples how to pray.
他说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意成就在地上，如同在天上。耶稣的祷告的重点都是神的旨意。
May your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Focus of Jesus' prayer is on God's will, his plan.
第二段经文在约翰福音四章三十四节。
The next scripture, Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 34.
约翰福音四章三十四节。
John 4, 34.
耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，并且完成他的工作。
Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me, and to accomplish his work.
差我来者是谁呢？当然是神天父啦。
Who is the one who sent me? God, Heavenly Father, of course.
主耶稣很清楚自己是一个仆役，在他有生之年他要完成主人的工作。
Jesus was very clear, he was a servant. He wanted to accomplish the master's work.
耶稣将遵行神的旨意，完成神的工作来比作食物。
Here, Jesus compares delight in doing God's will and finishing God's work as taking food.
那是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
食物是生存的必需品，每天都要吃的了，没有食物就会饿死。
We need food to survive. We have to eat every day. Without food, we'll starve.
如果做主妇的你就知道了，今餐刚刚吃完，刚刚放下筷子，你就要想下一餐。
For housewives, you know very well. As soon as one meal is over, you have to think about what to cook the next meal.
对耶稣来说，遵行神的旨意就是命根，完成神的工作就等于他的命。
For Jesus, to do God's will is life. To accomplish God's work is his life.
好像吃饭一样那么重要。
Is as important as taking a meal.
第三段圣经是来自约翰福音六章三十八至四十节。
The third scripture is taken from John chapter 6.
约翰福音六章三十八至四十节。
John 6:38-40。
因为我从天上降下来，不是要行自己的意思，而是要行那差我来者的意思。
For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me。
你睇下主耶稣，佢一心一意。一生都是为了遵行天父的旨意。
Can you see? In his whole life, the only goal that Jesus had is not to do his own will, but to accomplish the work of the one who sent him.
神的旨意是什么呢？
And what is God's will again?
39-40节这里说。
Let us read verse 39 and 40.
那差我来者的旨意就是，他所赐给我的人，我连一个也不失落。并且在末日，我要使他们复活，因为我父的旨意是要使所有看见了子而信的人有永生，并且在末日，我要使他们复活。
Verse 39. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father.That everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
主耶稣好明白神的旨意，神的旨意就是要使到每一个见到耶稣而信的人有永生，将来得到复活的身体，配得进入天国。
The Lord Jesus understands God's will very well.The will of God is that for everyone who sees Jesus and believes will have eternal life. And in the future, to receive a resurrection body with which to enter the kingdom of God.
难怪主耶稣甘乐意地献上自己的一生，去传悔改的信息，准备人将来可以进天国。
It's no surprise then, Jesus offered his whole life to God's work to preach this gospel of repentance, to prepare people to enter the kingdom of God.
最后一段圣经是来自马太福音26章42节。
The last passage I'd like to share is Matthew chapter 26, verse 42.
马太福音26章42节。
Matthew 26, verse 42.
他又再次走开，祷告说：我的父啊，如果这杯不能离开我，一定要我喝，就愿你的旨意成全。
Again, for the second time, Jesus went away and prayed. My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done.
在主耶稣做这个祈祷的时候，是他快要上十字架。他到了生命的尽头，但是他心里面挂住的依然是完成神的旨意。
Jesus said these words, shortly before he was crucified. He was close to the end of his earthly life, but the thing on his mind was still to accomplish the will of God.
为了爱主耶稣，好乐意遵行神的旨意。
For love, he delighted in doing God's will.
为了爱，他好乐意为人牺牲性命。
For love, he delighted in offering his life.
所有遵行神旨意的人，其实都会步主耶稣的后尘的，会关心天父所关心的事。就是每个人都要得救进入天国。
For this reason, all those who delight in doing God's will follow the path of Jesus, will be concerned with what Heavenly Father is concerned about, and that is everyone be saved and enter the kingdom of God.
这种的关心就好像主耶稣一样，甚至会为到传福音而受苦。
People like this will be willing to suffer loss for the sake of the gospel.
咁嚟到我要总结啦，神嘅旨意系咁伟大，系需要好多人加入嘅。
The will of God is so great, it requires many people to take part.
每一个被神拯救咗嘅人都要加入呢一个行列，与神同工，将福音传开。
Everyone whom God has saved must participate to be a co-worker with God to proclaim the gospel.
将神的爱传播
to spread the love of God.
如果我们常常被这个这么伟大的旨意主导的话，圣灵一定会带领我们。
If we are always led by this great will of God, then the Holy Spirit will surely lead the way.
这条天路我哋会越走就越起劲，我哋唔会觉得勉强为难嘅。
On this heavenward journey, we'll be more and more energetic. We will not be dragging our feet.
但系我哋要知道神嘅旨意系好，我哋必须首先要做两样嘢。
But in order to discern God's will is very good, we must first do two things.
第一，就是我们要立志同所有爱神的人一起，一生将自己献上作为一个活祭。
First, we must make up our mind to offer our whole lives to God's will as a living sacrifice.
第二，就是我们要时时被神继续去更新改变，不要被这个世界的思想价值观改造我们，同化我们。
Secondly,we must always be transformed by God. We must not allow the world to change us.
只要我们做这两样，我们就会逐渐越来越明白神的旨意是什么，我们因此都会越来越乐意去遵行。
As long as we do these two things, then increasingly we'll discern what the will of God is, and then we'll be more and more willing and delightful in doing it.
我今天的讲道是到这里。
So this is the message today.
那我们大家一起安静在神面前默祷，之后我们就散会。
Let us spend now a moment of quiet before God in prayer, and then we conclude this service.